Today, I'm talking about something you've probably never thought about and never heard of. We have sound aversions. One of the five elements you have an aversion to. There's five elements of vocal variety, and everybody on earth struggles when they have to listen to one of them for too long. Mine is loud. Now, what makes this important is your success. Because if you're working in one tone, in one vocal variety go-to, and your audience has an aversion to it, whether that's the hiring director, a colleague, a potential client, or the masses, you're losing. You're losing people. You're not making the impact you want, and you're definitely not getting the result that you want because you're talking in a sound that they have an aversion to. Let's broaden your audience. Let's build your success. Let's get you to the next level. Today, we're talking about voice aversions. I think you're going to like this episode, and I don't want you to miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin. And I'm so glad to have you with me today, as always. Thank you so much for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. I love being on this voice journey with you. And I've got a great episode for you today. I'm going to talk about aversions. We all have aversions to one of the vocal variety elements. And this can limit your audience, limit your success, limit your promotion, limit your clients, limit your money. And I don't know if you've ever even thought about this, and I've never heard anybody else talk about it. I ended up researching it based on information that clients gave me. And I think you're going to find it really interesting and very beneficial to your success, next level success. Real quickly, want to mention that I am about to run another round of Voices of Success, my 8-week online live coaching program. I've only launched it once this year, and we're halfway through the year. So I'm excited to roll it out again. Really great program. I teach to the individual within the very small group. Really great way to go ahead and knock out any foreshadowing or voice habits that you have. Roll in the good voice habits and rewrite that psychology of the voice story so that you've got the freedom that you long for. So if you're interested, go over to the website, captivatetheroom.com, click on the Work With Me tab. All right, so I want to talk about aversions. And, you know, I guess I've shared with you guys when I realized that I was a voice intuitive. I don't know if I've ever talked about it. I don't talk about it a whole lot. Because I think it's really out there, and I'm the one that can do it. But I remember I always knew that I could hear things. I remember in the early years of my career, that was, you know, what everybody told me was my strength as an actor. It was all about my voice and what I could do with my voice. As a director, everybody talked about my plays and the voices in the plays. So everything, even in the early years, was about voice. And I always knew that I could hear the sounds we were looking for. I could hear the sounds that we needed to make the impact. What I didn't realize for many, many years was that what I was hearing was, I'm a voice intuitive, and I was hearing how people are subconsciously processing voices. Okay, so fast forward all these years, that's what the psychology of the voice effect is all about. What are we hearing, which I can tell you, and how are we processing it? But I remember when I put it all together was years ago, not that long ago, but a number of years ago, I was teaching a workshop. And of course, I was working with people. And a young man got up and did his bit. And I looked at him and I said, oh, I get it. You moved down here because you were in love with a girl and you chased her down here from Maryland. And now y'all broke up and you really don't know what to do. You kind of like it here, but you kind of want to go, right? And you could have heard a pin drop in the room. And I thought, was I right? And he looked at me and he said, how did you know all that? And I said, well, I heard it in your voice. Didn't everybody? And of course, everybody in the room was kind of speechless, which that made me realize, okay, I have a secret weapon here that I can really help people with. I didn't totally understand that until I finished up researching, okay, do they hear it, but they just can't label it like I can, which is what I discovered in my research, that people were processing that subconsciously. They knew that, but they didn't know it. And that's, you know, a big part of psychology of the voice effect is what are we processing subconsciously? So fast forward a few years. And of course, now when I work with people, I tell them what I hear and what's being processed. And it still blows my mind sometimes that I can do this. But a number of people, and it was at one particular time in my career, a number of years back, not that long ago, really, but everybody that I was working with made a comment, the same comment about a well-known podcaster that I can't listen to. And I knew I couldn't listen to him, but I never said anything to anybody. I didn't really think much of it. And I had like five clients. A lot of them were working on podcasts, all of them. And I didn't bring it up, but at various points in our work together, all of them brought up that they couldn't listen to this particular person's successful, very successful podcast. And I know you're wanting to know who it is, but I'm not going to tell you. And I thought, that's really interesting. And so, you know me, I dove into the research to see what that was about. And that was when I discovered that every single one of us has an aversion to one of the vocal variety elements. Now, in retrospect, I could look back and see this all throughout my career, coaching people. I remember when I was coaching some C-suite executives. And don't take offense by this story because it's not meant to be offensive on either side. It's just a story. And I'm not criticizing anybody. So the C-suite executives in Texas hired me to get rid of their dialects. Why? Because the East Coasters were struggling with credibility with these Southern accents. Now, that's not a slam against the South or Texas or the North. But in retrospect, I can look at that and say, it was about aversion to slow. Everybody has an aversion to one of the five elements based on their psychology of the voice story. Mine is loud. I can't do loud. And this particular podcaster is loud and fast. So every time I listened to him, I really tried to listen to him, but every time I listened to him, I felt like he was hammering at me, which is the same comment that my five people said. They feel like they're being hammered on. And so in the research, what we discovered was their aversion was loud. Now, mine was obviously too loud because of the way I was raised. You know, I was screamed at. I was terrified of my mother. So that is my aversion. So to this day, like I just recently worked with a coach and I was hesitant to sign on with this coach because I knew he spoke with my aversion. But his credentials were so great and his testimonials were so great. And I worked with him and I'll never do it again. Because it was impossible for me to connect with him because he was yelling at me the whole time. Now, so everybody's got a go-to and everybody's got an aversion, right? Now, your aversion could be, you know, the five elements. Your aversion could be pause. It could be loud. It could be quiet. It could be fast. It could be slow. It could be elongation. It could be high pitch. It could be low pitch. But where I see the greatest aversions are in speed and volume. Loud, soft, fast, slow. That's where the greatest density of aversions is. So why does this matter? Well, first of all, it's just fascinating as all heck, I think. And I'm curious, what do you think your aversion is? What drives you crazy? What can you not listen to? Is it people that talk in a pitch like this? Or is it when people are slower? What is your aversion? I think that's really important to know. Now, here's where I want to really shake it up and get you to the next level, because that's what this conversation is about, getting you to the next level. It's one thing that everybody, you know, that some people have an aversion to your go-to. Okay, first of all, you shouldn't have a go-to. You should be using all five elements, and I'm going to talk about that. But think about this. The people that I'm thinking of, when I mention to you that they do, like the podcaster or like the coach, they're big time. They have big time audiences. But guess what? They are still losing a third of who they could be affecting, of who could be in their audience, who could be buying from them. So you can even be massive successful, thought leader successful, eight-figure successful, and you are still losing audience if you are working with one or two elements, and that repels people, because it will. No matter what it is, it's going to repel someone. So if you're not successful, it could be you're repelling a lot of people. If you are successful, you could be more successful because you're still repelling part of your audience. So it's all about getting to the next level. Now, that is language like entrepreneurs, right? This is the same for the professional world. You have a boss, he has an aversion, you speak with that aversion, you can't get past him. He's not going to recommend you for a promotion. You go in for an interview, the person you're interviewing with, let's say you speak really fast and that's their aversion, you're not getting that job. Your coworkers, you want to get ahead. But you're speaking in such a way that you're repelling people, that people have aversions, so you can't get ahead. And you're not even thinking like what I'm talking about. You're not even thinking about aversions in your voice. You're trying everything you can. You're writing new copy. You're working late. You're doing this. You're doing that. And you still can't get what you want. Well, there's a good chance you're working with one element are two elements, and people can't hear it. People can't listen to it. So what do we do? Well, you know, I'm going to get back on the soapbox about the five elements. Now, what do you lean into? I asked that earlier, and I want you to really think about that, because this is a key piece to shifting this. What's your go-to? Loud, fast, slow? Like the loud person, if I talk to you like this, like the rest of the episode, like if I'm loud like this the whole time and it does, if it starts bothering you, then it could be your aversion. I think a lot of times this is where dialects become problematic. It's not actually the dialect. It's a cadence or a pattern within the dialect. Like Texas, traditional Texas, like, you know, I'm a Texan, is slower. Traditional New York City is faster. So that's an aversion to a sound, to a go-to that's being blamed on dialect. And I don't know that that's the case. I think dialects are only a problem if they're a problem. And what I mean by that is if I can't understand what you're saying. Otherwise, I think that we're blaming dialects and it's really aversion. There are some mother tongues that are really fast or really loud or really slow. Aversion. So what do we have to do? Well, we've got to balance it out. Because here's the thing. I'm not saying you can't ever get loud. If you ever get loud, I'm not listening to you. No, I'm not saying that. But we've got to have balance. You can't stay on that one note all the time. I mean, besides the fact that, you know, we're not even talking about touching my emotions and unpredictability and voice journey. We're not even talking about those reasons to use the five elements. We're talking about pushing me away, repelling me. Here's the thing. You can be loud sometimes if you balance it out. Have you ever noticed how intense I am? And I talk about it all the time. And if you've ever worked with me, you know I am intense. Like I take my work like as if I was, you know, to me it's life and death. I'm really intense and I'm really passionate and I'm really dramatic. Maybe you didn't notice that about me. That's why I always go to quiet. Because I know that if I hammer in my true intensity at you for 30 minutes or an hour and a half, sometimes sessions are an hour and a half long. And if I am hammering at you the whole time, what is that going to do to you when you're done if you have an aversion to that element? Well, first of all, it's going to wear you out no matter what. But if you have an aversion to that, you won't want to come back. So what we have to do, you know, in addition to all the other reasons that we want to use the five elements, like I mentioned, unpredictability, journey, touching my emotions, that's the only way you're going to do any of that. But it has to be, they have to be used as a balancer. Balance out the loud with quiet. Balance out the fast with slow. Everybody's got a go-to. Whatever one is, whatever your go-to is, you need to immediately start rolling in the opposite. If your go-to is fast, you need to start rolling in some slow bits. Now, I don't mean turn everything slow or everything quiet or everything loud. Work in bits. When I say bits, I'm talking about a sentence, half a sentence, four words. If your go-to is elongation, I really want y'all to know. Okay, that's too much. See, and everything can't have the same value. I'm going to talk about that in a second. So that elongation, that's too much. So you just reduce the number of words you're elongating. You're too loud. You're loud all the time. Start rolling in quiet. You're quiet all the time. Start rolling in loud. And that's actually harder. But here's the thing. You've got to balance out whatever your go-to is so that you're using all the elements. Now, let me mention one more thing, and then I'm going to wrap this episode up because I've made my point. This, everything can't have the same value. That really lines up more when I talk about these five elements in regards to how you make people feel, and vocal variety and the journey and unpredictability and all of that. But it does relate to the context of what I'm talking about today. Let's say you're the hammer guy, like the podcaster, and everything is this, and everything is this, and everything is this, and everything is this, then everything has the same value. So not only are you creating an aversion, are you a problem for the people that have that as an aversion, but you're giving everything the same value. Things cannot have the same value. They can't. So that's just one more reason why you really want to roll in these five elements. So start with your go-to, figure that out, and start rolling in the opposite. All right? And start paying attention. Pay attention to the people that you just can't listen to and see if it's not because they've got a go-to and that go-to creates a problem for you. And then you want to get really deep, find out what it's linked to in your psychology of the voice story. All right. But I want you to have a bigger audience. I want you to get to the next level of success. I want you to move up the ladder. And in order to do that, that's really, guys, where I say this work is next level. These are not the subtle things that you've been focusing on. This is the next level of your success. And to get there, we've got to work on not having one go-to, but rolling all the elements in, or at least more than just one, right? Okay, so I'm going to wrap it up there. I get really excited about this topic because I really see it as a game changer. You know, even for really successful people, you can take it to another level. You can build that audience even more. All right, but I'm going to wrap it up. I hope that you will pop over and check out Voices of Success. If I've not worked with you, I would love to. And also, don't forget about the free Facebook group. Jump in there if you want some, you know, want more of this all day long, all the time, hot seat coaching, everything. I'll put the link in the show notes. But that's it for today. Until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at CaptivateTheRoom.com and be sure to grab The Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.